The health minister's frustrated. The government's huge spend on mental health isn't trickling through to services on the front line. Last night, Checkpoint brought you the story of Kiana, who was forced to sleep on a mattress on the floor of a lounge in an acute mental health unit at Taranaki Hospital because all the beds were full. She says the experience left her feeling dehumanised and unworthy of proper help. In the 2019 budget, the government set aside $1.9 billion for mental health, about $235 million of that for mental health facilities and infrastructure. I asked Health Minister Andrew Little if it's acceptable to have an acutely unwell person sleeping on the floor of a mental health unit.
Never acceptable.
Then why is it still happening?
We have a lot of mental health facilities that are pretty run down, and that's why we made the commitment in 2019 with the mental health package that we put together that five of the facilities, actually four of them, would be completely rebuilt. Another would have a substantial upgrade. So that work is now underway.
So how many extra acute beds do you have now as a result of that $1.9 billion that you pledged in 2019?
Well, since none of those projects have started, and in fact they haven't even completed their design phase, I don't know, but we don't have any because that work is still being done, and I won't know until the design phase is fully complete.
Is it moving fast enough, Minister?
I would like it to move a lot faster, but this is the nature of health capital projects and possibly public capital projects. I mean, the one mental health facility that the previous government did build in their time in government opened in September last year, and approval for that was given in 2015. So that's 5 years. The projects, four of their five projects that we've approved and backed financially, are due to commence construction next year, and I expect will be completed either late next year or early 2023.
But you can appreciate that doesn't help when you've got patients lying on mattresses on the floor of acute units feeling dehumanised and unworthy of proper treatment because of where they are staying.
Exactly, and that is totally unacceptable, and we know that there's pressure on acute mental health units, but that's why the overall package we're trying to get to is, at least for some people, much earlier intervention at the mild to moderate mental health stage that can actually prevent many going on to the need for acute services is so critical. So we actually take, in the longer term, take the pressure off those acute facilities. We will always need acute facilities. There will always be people whose mental unwellness is so severe that they do need that level of help. And so it is unacceptable that somebody who is in an acute mental health facility in a state of crisis has that level of care provided to them, even if it is only for a few hours, but it is still unacceptable.
How much of the $1.9 billion has been spent?
Well, we were due to spend about $350 million by next week, 30th of June. About $290 million of that has been spent. Actually, a lot more has been committed because the commitments go through to years three and four of the four-year spending program. So a total of about $748 million has been committed in total. But there's more to do. I know there's some talk about, when it comes to these rebuilds and upgrades, that only what, $500,000 has been spent. Actually, that is not correct. It's the way that DHBs account for the spending on their capital projects. They don't get reimbursed until further down the track. So in terms of the $235 million allocated for the mental health rebuilds and upgrades, I think roughly about $9 million has been spent so far in the design, the architects planning, getting consents phase, and then construction starts next year.
Okay, so maybe a better measure is what's been completed. So is there a single project funded out of this that is complete?
Well, there are a number, but this is a 4 to 5 year project. So things like, greater access and choice, and that's the frontline primary healthcare services that deal with the mild to moderate mental health issues. We've added, I think, about 520-odd full-time equivalent positions in various GP and community practices around the country. We're probably roughly halfway through that program, so we've got a lot more to add. But that was always the case. But if you look at completed things, we have a permanent mental health and wellbeing commission in place. We have a suicide prevention office in place. We have a long-term pathway, a 10-year horizon for dealing with or planning for mental health services now out for consultation. So those things are sort of...
Let me put it another way, Minister. How satisfied are you with the progress being made and that the money is going to the right places?
From the reports I've had so far, like, I'm reasonably satisfied. We are a bit behind because, and that is COVID. But I think it's important that there is a level of independent reassurance, and which is why I'm talking to the ministry now about just being absolutely sure that what was expected and the objective set out in 2019, that those expectations are being met. We know that, you know.
So you're talking about auditing progress, Minister, in some way.
Just a bit of a stock take is halfway through the expected program. Are we how close to on track are we, and are we satisfied that, you know, what we expected to have been happening by now is happening? So I'm talking to the ministry about that at the moment.
What's the deadline for them to report back on progress?
Well, I get progress reports periodically already. It's just really about I'm concerned that there seems to be an understanding more broadly, you know, or abroad, that nothing has happened. We get people on public platforms saying nothing is happening, nothing has changed. I mean, I've seen things that are different, and I've spoken to people who've had the benefit of new services, and so I don't accept that nothing has changed. But I think the public are entitled to an assurance that actually what we started out doing in 2019 with a $1.9 billion investment, that you know, good progress is being made. But these things do take time, regrettably as that is. And you know, the people who end up suffering as a consequence, I know, are some of our most vulnerable. And I am deeply concerned about that. And I engage with the DHBs and the Ministry of Health to make sure that everything that can be done to make sure services available right now, A, are available, and B, are at a quality that we would expect.